Hello, and welcome to Ripples of Humanity. I'm Rachel Thompson, and I've started this podcast to share interesting stories along my travels of people and things I have discovered that are creating positive ripples throughout humanity. In this episode, I am taking you back to the beachside surf town in Weligama on the southwest coast of Sri Lanka, and back to Connie's animal shelter, where she hosts Workaway volunteers. This time I am chatting with a couple of the current volunteers, Courtney from England and Naomi from Switzerland. They will share a bit of insight into their Workaway volunteer experiences here. If you would like to hear more about Connie's journey running non-profit animal shelters in Sumatra and Sri Lanka, then listen to podcast episode 4. And if you want more information about the Workaway volunteering concept and platform, I introduced this in episode 3 of the podcast. For now, I hope you enjoy hearing from the lovely Courtney and Naomi. So I'm here with Courtney, who is one of the lovely volunteers here at Connie's Animal Shelter in Weligama in Sri Lanka.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining, Courtney. I wanted to chat with you today about your Workaway experience, but we'll just backtrack a little bit to how did you first find out about Workaway?
I think just researching how to travel cheaply, I found like house sitting and volunteering and things, and that's how I came across Workaway, just through research and Google and things.
And is this your second Workaway, I think you've
yeah,
said?
Yeah, my second so one. My
what was your first one, experience?
Like? It was in Australia, and I was just looking after a dog, and just did a bit of housework for a lady, and that was it. It was really, really
wow.
easy.
Not where a lot where of was that in Australia?
That was in the Sunshine Coast.
Okay, so you were just house sitting, pet sitting,
yeah,
a
just,
pug.
Yeah, just and for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And was it a nice experience?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, that's
she
amazing.
Would come home from work every day and cook me dinner.
Oh,
and,
that's so beautiful.
Yeah, we just hung out in the evenings and it was
what
good.
What a lovely experience. That's so nice. And so tell us about this experience. How long do you plan to stay here at Connie's shelter?
I leave in a few more days, so my total stay here would be 2 weeks.
2 weeks,
yeah.
That's nice. And how's the experience been?
It's really good. I've loved it. When I first arrived, I was a bit nervous, you know, getting to know the animals and you don't know what they're going to be like, but they're all so friendly and so nice. And yeah, we get so much free time during the day, so I barely feel like I work. And I've really enjoyed it. I'm really glad I've done it.
And when I've come here, it's been like helping out with walking the animals. And yeah, so you're actually just taking the animals for walks and feeding them and giving them love. And
yeah, I do
and that's
love that.
The work.
It is good work. It's easy in terms of, you know, there's not loads to do. But then sometimes on a dog walk, when there's the stray dogs, that's a bit stressful. But most of the time it's fun, it's good work.
Yes, walking with the sticks has helped.
Yeah. And it's very like calm and chilled, and Connie's really nice. She just lets us kind of get on with it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So you do two shifts in the day, don't you?
Yeah, we do 7:30 AM till about 9:30, and then we have free time all day until 4:30 PM, and then that's when we do all the feeding and walks again until about 6:30, and then we will have dinner and go to bed really early.
That's so nice. And we're in a beautiful spot here out in nature, and it's very peaceful. So that's lovely.
It is. I do love doing the morning walks especially. Mm. It's really nice watching the local people work in the fields, and there's loads of animals and things around.
Nice.
So, yeah, I do like that.
Yeah, cool. And what part of it has brought you the most joy?
Ooh, I think I like just hanging out with the animals. Yeah. I like we've got two paralyzed cats, and I like going to hang out with them because they just want love. They're
oh, they
so
just
cute.
Want they snuggle right into
yeah,
you, and they just
so
want
cute.
They all they want is love.
Yeah, yeah. So I've enjoyed exploring the area. We've rented scooters, so we get to, you know, on our time off we get to explore the towns and go to the beach and things, so that's fun. It's just been a nice kind of relaxing good time.
That's so good. And what are your plans next? So you've mentioned to me that you've got a couple of other Workaways that you're doing after this, so what are they? Mm-hmm. What have you got in store?
So in a few days' time, I leave Sri Lanka and fly to Thailand to go and volunteer in an elephant sanctuary. I'm going to be a tour guide, like, around the park. So cool. And there's five elephants there, I think. So, yeah, that's exciting. I'm doing that for a month, which hopefully that'll be really fun and a kind of once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. And then, so after Thailand, I'm going to Taiwan to volunteer again in a Buddhist academy. I think it's just where they teach kind of younger people about Buddhism and, you know, spirituality and things. So, yeah, I'll be going to volunteer there for 2 weeks.
Do you know what you'll be doing there?
I think it's light housework, kind of cleaning, things like that, and helping out with translating texts into English.
Awesome.
Just to make sure, you know, they've got it all right, the grammar, the spellings, things like that. So, yeah.
What a unique opportunity. That's
I know.
So cool.
I know. Yeah. I really wanted to do things that I would never get to do. Yeah. You know, elephants or working in a Buddhist academy isn't something I would do in my daily life. So I just wanted to try something completely new, completely different, and just, yeah. See how it goes.
So you're from the UK originally.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have plans of when you're going to go back to the UK?
No, not really. I'm going to go home for Christmas just for 2 or 3 weeks and then fly back out to Australia in January to work. But yeah, home permanently? I have no idea. I think I'll be travelling for a few more years.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
So cool. It's going to be fun.
And through doing the workaways, how do you feel like this has impacted you or changed you in a way that you wouldn't have experienced if you were back home doing day-to-day life?
I think it's made me come out of my shell a bit more. At home, I feel like quite a nervous, shy, quiet person, but traveling in general and doing the workaways, meeting so many people and doing different jobs and just new lifestyles, it just makes me feel just more, confident, and I just love change. I don't really like routine. I like changing things up, and I think this has just really made me realise what I can do, especially on my own as well.
Yeah. And did you get you always wanted to travel, or did something change in your life that made you...
I think when I was younger, it was kind of a thing I wanted to do, but it was kind of like, oh, I'll never actually do it.
Mm.
And then when I was 19, I travelled Southeast Asia for 3 months. And then since then, it's just been a constant thing in my life that I want to do. I always go on European holidays. Being from England, it's easy to just, you know, spend a few days in France, Spain, Germany. But yeah, doing a big trip like this and having no kind of end date is always something that since I was 19, it's something I've wanted to just go out and do. And now I'm 26, so it's time to, you know, actually make my dreams come true and do it.
That's so amazing. While you've been here at the shelter, what's been the funniest thing that's happened to you?
Yeah, so there's been a couple of times where Ravi, one of the dogs, has pee on my legs. he has no control of his back end, and he has only his two front legs. So when he sits in front of you and you walk in the cage, sometimes he lets out a little excited pee. And he's done that a couple of times.
He also needs to be carried from the cage when he needs to go for a walk. You put in his walker.
Yeah.
And I've seen you carry him and have him pee all over you. So,
morning when I took him out, I carried him facing away from me and he peed all on the floor in front of me. So that was nice.
At least you have to wash your clothes. So that's good.
Yeah, it was much better.
That's awesome. What would you say to your younger self who was deciding to whether to travel or not on this big trip? If you could say something now and look back, what would it be? What advice?
I would tell myself not to wait for other people and just go and do it. I spent a long time waiting for my friends, and then, you know, life happens and things plans change. So yeah, I just tell myself, just book it and go and do it and you'll be fine on your own.
That's a beautiful way to end. Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thanks
we appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
Okay, so I am here and I know I'm going to get this name, pronounce the name wrong, but mm-hmm. it's Naomi, but the proper way of pronouncing it is...
Noemi.
So thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with me today.
Thank you for the invitation.
And I just wanted to say that I really appreciate you doing this because obviously English is not your first language.
Exactly.
And so I know there's probably things you want to express in your own language that you might not be able to, but
yeah.
I really, yeah, thank you
exactly.
anyway.
But thank you for the invitation. It's very fun to do.
So you've been here at Connie's Animal Shelter in Weligama in Sri Lanka. How long have you been here for?
For now, 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Yeah. And you're staying for a total of...
I think for the total it was for a month and I still have like 1 week and a half, something like this.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. And this is your first workaway, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Cool. So how did you find out about workaway?
I found out about workaway during my travel. It was 3 years ago now, so I traveled for 4 months and I met a lot of people that was doing workaway stuff, so I knew from there and it was very interesting, so I think I have to do this once in my life and it is now.
Awesome. And what led you to do it now? What was happening back? So where are you from? Let's just start.
Switzerland. Yeah, yeah, in the French part.
Yeah, okay. So what led you to from Switzerland to come to Sri Lanka?
Yeah,
to do the
I was doing some high degree studies. And it was for 2 years and I just finished it and I needed to go away and feel yeah. useful. So that's why I wanted to do a work away.
Awesome. What did you do your studies in?
In art and design.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. So you finish your studies
yeah.
and then you've got a bit of time. So you wanted to come and do,
exactly.
do this. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And how has your experience been here?
Oh, that was very nice, actually. I really love animals, so I feel very comfortable here. Yeah, you feel just useful, so it's very nice for yourself as well. And it's just
yeah.
beautiful here in Sri
yeah.
Lanka, so I cannot complain.
Yeah. And what's been the part that's given you the most joy about being
oh,
here?
For sure, the cuddling time. With all the cats and the dogs, yeah.
Yes.
I'm more a cat's lover than dogs.
Ooh.
I was a bit stressed about the dogs, but everything is fine. They're lovely. So, yeah, I'm
yeah.
happy to be here.
And has any particular cat or dog taken your heart?
For the dogs, it was Mia for sure, but now she's in Germany. And
Mia got adopted to
yeah.
Germany.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. A few
yeah.
days ago. And there is Heidi. She's so lovely. I love her. And for the cats, it is Tofu. She reminds me so much my last cat and she just disappeared. So,
oh, okay.
yeah, I'm so attached to her.
So Tofu's come back to it's that,
yeah.
that cat's come back to you in a different form
yeah,
here.
Exactly the same. And she's look like she's really similar to her, so yeah. I just have to bring her home.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, she's cute.
And with your experience doing a work away,
mm-hmm.
what do you feel like you've gained from it that you wouldn't have been able to if you had of maybe taken a different holiday and or not come at all overseas?
For sure it is a different kind of holiday. It's a good mix because you can still travel in the country but you still have to work as well, so
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's the first time I can do like a half vacation
mm-hmm.
and so unpredictable situation can happen very fast here with the animals, so you need to react very fast to have an appropriate
yeah.
Behavior.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
yeah, this is very sometimes stressful and you have to react very in 1 second.
Yeah,
so
it's teaching you like problem solving
yeah, exactly.
in the moment,
in the
problem
moment,
solving
yeah,
skills.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, and
yeah.
not go away and yeah.
Mm.
I would say that.
Yeah, cool. What's been the funniest moment that's happened here?
Oh, for sure it was a time where we walked the dogs outside. Everything was so beautiful. The weather was nice. And in 1 second, again, everything turned out so bad and it started to rain so much. So we just run with the dogs under the rain. It was so funny, so dramatic, but very nice at the time.
That happens here. The rain just comes out of nowhere and then it will just be a massive downpour. And then it's always sometimes at the right, the wrong moment.
Exactly. All the time in the wrong moment. But that's nice as well. It's
It's very, very refreshing.
Warm.
And if you could say something to the younger Naomi or previous Naomi before you decided to come on the Workaway, what advice would you give to her?
Bring very bad clothes. Because everything is going to be dirty for sure. Sleep.
Yeah, whenever I come here, you all look so clean and lovely. And I'm like, wow.
No, I don't. I have a lot of poo on me and dirt and just bring bad clothes and sleep before, because my nights here are not very chill. It can happen. The dogs can just start a fight during the night. You don't know why.
Cool. And then what's next for you when you go back?
Go work.
You go work. Have you got a job lined up?
Already. So I think I go back to home. I mean, first I'm going to Albania with my mother for 1 week.
And where's then that?
Albania.
Oh, Albania. Yeah, cool. Albania, in Europe. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you ever do another Workaway again?
I would love to, I would love. Maybe I would love to do Workaway during traveling more than because I just came here for the Workaway, not for traveling. But maybe next time it will be when I do like a whole long travel and then I can do a few works away. Would be nice. Yeah. I would love it.
Amazing. Cool. Anything else you wanted to share?
Just take care of animals. They're so lovely and it's all.
Thank you so much. It's been so lovely to chat with you.